We're going to be in the 12th chapter of Mark, starting in verse 38. There's a couple attitudes in these verses that I want us to look at. Mark 12, 38 through 44. Jesus starts talking, not then he said to them. What's he say to us about the scribes? Beware. How many times have you read these verses and bypassed that beware and went on to the rest of it? When Jesus says beware, he's getting our attention. He's trying to get our attention. And I think when he says beware, I think we probably ought to pay attention to what he's fixing to say. Beware of the Sadducees. Getting our attention one way or another. So we're going to look at verses 38 through 40 and then Mark 12, 41 through 44 and see the difference between two kinds of people. So let's go ahead and look at 38 again. And as he starts out, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes. They love greetings in marketplaces. Then the last warning to them is you're going to receive greater condemnation. So Jesus condemns those that love self, put self first. You come to church, what can this church do for me? Well, according to this verse, if you come in with that kind of attitude, what's going to happen? There's going to be be some consequences. Now, you're saved, so you're not going to be condemned, but there'll be some loss of your rewards and some loss of your blessings. And think about all the times that people have come to churches and they get mad because we didn't do something for them.
Amen.
You know what I mean? What can you do for me? Well, Jesus is speaking, beware of this kind of attitude. They desire to be distinct. You know, these scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees would wear those long flowing robes, and they were different than everybody else. And they wanted you to notice who they were and what they were about. Verse 38 says, these long robes, you know I'm a scribe, you know I'm a Pharisee, you know I'm a Sadducee by my dress. And then the Bible says, they love the greeting places in the marketplace. They love to be recognized. They want everybody to know, hey, look, he's coming in the door. I have a feeling they would love somebody to bow down to them. They want to be admired. They want to be called rabbi or father or master. They want to be set above everybody else. And what's the warning to these? There's going to be greater condemnation for that kind of attitude. If you're saved, and saved people still do this kind of stuff, there's going to be some consequences to that kind of attitude. And Jesus teaches over and over and over that we're to be humbled. We're supposed to indifferent self and to act like him. And what would he do in places like this? He sure wouldn't say, look at me, I am your master, I am your king. They wanted to be praised. Look at verse 39. The best seats in the synagogues, the best places at the feast. Again, if I were to get your attention here, and I wanted to get everybody's attention, I'd say, we're fixing to have a chicken dinner back in fellowship hall. I'd no sooner get it out than someone said, let's pray. You know, but who goes through the line first? Never mind, I won't touch that one. Just think about this. Yeah, me neither. The best seats in the synagogue and the best places at the feast. But there's an attitude I want us to see about this. Especially us, members of Hillcrest Baptist Church, when we have fellowship dinners, we ought to make sure that the visitors get fed first. We ought to make sure that those that are hurting get fed first. You know, I'm not going to starve to death if I get home and I didn't have a piece of chicken. I will stop at KFC and get a piece because I love fried chicken, but you know, the attitude. They puffed their chest out and they wanted everybody to know and they wanted to be fed. There's going to be greater condemnation for those kinds of attitudes. They abused their authority. They would go to somebody's house and literally eat them out of house and home. Verse 40, they devour the widow's houses and make pretense of long prayers. They'd sit down with anybody. As long as you put food on the table, they'd eat it. They'd take what you need. There's going to be greater condemnation for that kind of stuff. They'd make those long prayers, use big old words. You know, I've told you this before. I hardly ever heard, in fact, I can't remember ever hearing my daddy pray at home. I heard him pray at church a time or two. He was a deacon, although I didn't see him doing the deacon stuff, but he was a deacon and he would be a deacon of the week every so often. And he'd get up and pray what I call a King James prayer, thou, you the thieves and the thous and all that. And I was 6 or 7 at the time and I'm thinking, where in the world did that come from? That's not how daddy speaks. I never hear him praying at home. These people would make long prayers. They wanted you to know that they were able to pray. And we know that the attitude is you go to the Lord with a prayer concern, and it doesn't matter how you pray. You can just say, help, one word, and that's a great prayer.
You know, I think that like that, you have to pray at all.
I don't know.
I mean, you're right. If you have come to church, you call it prayer.
Oh, yeah. They would go somewhere else to pray, but probably not pray at home, you know what I'm saying. And how many Christians do that? We don't have to come to church to pray. The attitude. severe condemnation, severe judgment to these kinds of attitudes. Now let's run over to 41 through 44. Now Jesus said, opposite the treasury, this ought to scare the socks off us right here, because he's still doing that, by the way. Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. I heard a preacher preach this at the First Baptist Clark Center when I first got here 16 years ago. We had the Baptist State Convention there. And Bob was his first name. I forgot what his last name is. He's from Memphis. And Adrian Rogers was supposed to preach that night, but that's the night he died. So this man stepped into Adrian Rogers' shoes and preached to all of us and used this text. And he started acting it out. He watched and saw what he put in the plate. And he'd watch, and Bob, now Jerry is not saying this, but he'd watch the deacons, what they put in. And he'd watch the Sunday school teachers. And he'd lean over and look at the plate and shake his head. And then a widow came. He got a great big old smile on his face. You know, when he preached that sermon, it still sticks in my heart. Jesus watches what we give. He knows what we give, how much we give. He's not concerned about the amount.
Amen.
He's concerned about the heart. This is not a lover of self, this widow. This is a lover of God. And that's what God is looking for. She gave generously. She gave where she really couldn't afford to give. The Bible says she gave everything she had. Everybody else gave out of their what? Their abundance. Well, Jesus is watching this. She also, as she put those two little coins in, gave freely. Nobody twisted her arm and made her give. She wanted to. Save me from having to talk. All right, we're going to pray. We're going to go. Father, thank you for tonight, your love, your grace. Father, for the privilege of being here, just discussing the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for participation. I thank you, Lord, that we can feel free to share our thoughts. I ask, Lord, that these two attitudes would make us have to think, how is my attitude? What do you see as my attitude, Lord? I pray that we all want to be pleasing to you. Lord, we love you and praise you and ask that you protect us as we go home. And I pray this in Jesus' name.